you say talk?
Talk?
Can I hear it?
I can barely. Okay, family, we're going to start our prayer, communion, all of it. I have something in my heart I want to share really quick. Young people, hear this, please. Don't limit yourself. When it comes to prayer, when it comes to fasting right now where you're at, don't limit yourself. What that means is that, like, go after Jesus. If you haven't encountered Him yet, pursue Him until you encounter Him. If you have encountered it, Him, if you encounter it, go deeper in your love with Him. You know, today I got a notification. One of the guys went through our youth encounter a couple years back. He passed away, like a 20-year-old guy. He had a heart attack. And I'm like, people are not guaranteed of how long they have on this earth. And the most precious thing we have is Jesus Christ, you know. That's the true foundation we can have, we can build on, and we can enjoy each other. So don't do life by yourself. Your life with Jesus is always going to be so much more better. Holy Spirit, thank you so much for life, for opportunity, for breath, for being with us. I just ask that you keep on igniting this young generation to burn for you like never before, my King. Thank you so much for the opportunity for me to stand the gap of what your Spirit is doing in the background, Lord. I am hungry for you like never before this year around, my God, just to see your passion, your fire, to enter into my life, into all of them. Our purpose is so simple, is to burn in the Holy Spirit so the whole world can see who Jesus Christ is. That's how simple it is. Jesus, tonight we just leave it and lay it all down right here and right now. We just want your presence. We want to be basking in your love. We want to release what your word and your heart decrees tonight. We just want you and you alone. Oh my King, just lead us right now. Every single person, every single heart. I just ask that all of their minds are completely just saturated in you. Right here and right now in the moment, let these moments and these prayers just completely just take us into your realm, my King. Let us not put as humans are lit, like just limit ourselves. I just ask for a breakthrough. The ones that are struggling, experiencing your presence and connecting with you, I just ask that your Holy Spirit just falls on them and just encounters them. I just ask that every stronghold be broken off right now, off of every single heart. King Jesus, you are our Lord, you are our King, you are our heart and our passion. We decree you over this atmosphere right now. We release your name into this atmosphere right now in Jesus' name. Thank you so much, Jesus. Thank you so much, Jesus, that we have your Spirit, that we have your grace, that we have your mercy, that we can know you, that we can build our lives on you. Thank you so much, Jesus, for everything that you have given us, from the smallest to the biggest. Thank you for your presence right now. Jesus, we just want to worship you tonight. We want to lift up your name on high, because that's all of our lives is all about, lifting up your name and finding ourselves in your presence. Jesus. Thank you.
we just exalt your name. Jesus, you are a king, and we exalt and we magnify your beautiful name. God, you are so worthy. You are so worthy, Jesus. You are so worthy. And we just exalt your beautiful name. We exalt your beautiful name. Jesus, thank you so much, God, for what you have done. Thank you so much, Jesus, for shedding your blood. Thank you so much, Jesus, that you shed your blood for us. That we are now called the children of God. We exalt your name, Jesus. You're so worthy. You're so worthy, God. You're so magnificent, God. You're so worthy, Lord, for what you have done. For what you have done, you are so worthy, Jesus. God, we just exalt your name. We exalt your name. Your throne is far above every other throne. Your throne is far above every other authority, above every power. And we just exalt and we magnify your name because you're so worthy. You are so worthy, Jesus. You are magnificent, God. We love you. We exalt your beautiful name. God, let your name, let it be glorified. Jesus, I just pray, God, let your name, let it be glorified through us, God. Let your name, let it be lifted high through us, God. Let us, let your name be made famous through us, God. God, I pray that our lives, that they would point to you, Jesus. That our lives, that they would exalt your name. That our lives, that they would bring glory to your name. God, let our lives bring glory to your name. Let our lives be a beautiful fragrance before you, God. Let our lives be a beautiful fragrance, God, a beautiful aroma before you, God. Oh, let your name be magnified, God. Let your name be magnified because you are worthy. You are truly worthy, Jesus. There is no one else that is as worthy as you. There is no one that can compare to you. There is no one that could have done what you have done. And we exalt your name, Jesus. We magnify your name because you are worthy. Worthy Lamb of God. Worthy Lamb of God. Worthy Lamb of God. 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 We exalt you. Lamb of God. Oh, you are worthy. You are worthy. You are worthy, Jesus. Oh. No one, no one, no one compares to you. Worthy, worthy is the Lamb. Worthy is the Lamb slain before the foundation of the world. Oh, you are so holy. You are so worthy, Jesus. We exalt your name. We come boldly before your throne and we exalt your name. We exalt your name. We exalt your name, Jesus. Be lifted high. Be lifted high, Jesus. Oh, magnificent one. You are so worthy. You are so worthy. God, let your name, let it be glorified, God. Let our lives, I pray, God, be a living sacrifice, God, that brings glory to your name. You are worthy. Jesus, you are so worthy. There is no one else, and there is nothing else that is worthy. There is nothing else, and there is no one else that is worthy of our lives, that is worthy. You are so beautiful, God. You are so beautiful, Jesus. Treasure, Jesus. You are our treasure. You are our prize. You are the treasure of the field that we sell everything in order to have the field, in order to have the treasure of the field. Oh, you're so worthy. Lamb of God, you are worthy.
Beautiful one.
God, thank you so much, Papa, for what you are doing in this house, God, for what you are releasing, God, in this house, for what you are releasing, God, through us into this generation, God. I thank you, Papa, for the sound that you are releasing, God. I thank you, God, for every word that you gave regarding this house, God, for every word that you gave regarding this youth, God, that we will see your glory be made manifest, God, that we will see your glory manifest, God. We will see great miracles, God. I thank you, God, that we will see many salvations, God. We will see many people delivered. We will see many people healed. We'll see many people come to know you, God. Thank you so much, God, for what you are doing in this generation, God, and that it will bring glory to your name. Thank you, Jesus, that it will bring glory to your name. I just pray, God, that your name would be glorified, that your name would be lifted up, God, through us, through what you are doing in this house, God. I just honor you, God. We honor you, God, for what you're doing, for the work that you have begun in us, God. Thank you, God, for the work that you have begun in us, God. That we will see your glory, God. That we will see what no eye has seen, what no ear has heard. God, you said that no eye has seen and no ear has heard what you have prepared for those who love you. Jesus, we love you. Jesus, we are those who love you. Thank you, God. We will see your glory. We will see your glory. We will see your glory. Be glorified, Jesus. Be glorified.
It's yours, the glory.
spend the next whatever 5-10 minutes, you guys, just interceding for this generation, for what God is doing with Gen Z's, with them, and like right after them, revival. It's seriously just the hunger that's in them, like just hunger and passion for fasting, for praying, you guys. That's signs of revival, that's signs of harvest, that's signs of just wanting the raw God. So let's just pray corporately that God will protect them, give them, and just break off the strongholds that are holding them back, and just give them the keys to keep on going after Him and walking in His presence. Jesus, I just release Your blood right now over them, my King. Your blood has the grace that is sufficient. Your blood has the mercy that is sufficient. Your blood has everything in it. In Your blood, in that DNA, it covers every deficiency. We just release it over this generation right now, my King. I just ask that when Your blood flows through their veins and just covers them and washes them, that Your blood will ignite them on fire, my God, with hunger and passion for You. Hunger and passion for ethnicity of who You are as a God. Jesus, we come in alignment with Your spirit right now. We come in alignment with Your heartbeat right now. All we want is You, the purity of who You are, my God. You are calling this youth exactly for that, for purity. For purity and glory, my King. I just ask that right now, You just talk to the multipliers, the one that You are calling forth, Jesus. Raise up the moms and the pops that will support them, that will lead them, that will guide them, that will teach them Your pathways, that will truly lay down their lives so they can truly get raised up for that time, such a time as this that they are born for, my King. Thank You so much, my God. Thank You so much that we can build upon what we already have. We don't have to strive, we don't have to earn. All we have to do is come and be in Your presence. Come and get fed by You, come and be freed by You, come and get everything in You, my King. Thank You so much for just this passion that You are bestowing in their hearts, my God. This hunger and this fire, Jesus, I just ask that You multiply it. I just ask that You bring the ethnicity on the inside of them, God. That they are not afraid to be themselves. They are not afraid to express. They are not afraid to hunger for freedom. They are not afraid to seek the answers, the one they've been craving for, Jesus. Oh, King Jesus, King Jesus, I just release Your mighty name right now over this generation, my God. I just release this generation, my King, from bondage. I release this generation from anxieties and depression. I release them from fears that are holding them back. King Jesus, this is Your people. These are Your people. These are Your people. Come and have Your way inside of their hearts, my King, right now. Thank You so much. Your Spirit is here. That You're training Him and equipping them, my King. Training them and equipping them, my God. Training and equipping them right now, Jesus. In the background, You are training and equipping them, God. I just ask that You show them clearly what kind of weapons they have in You. I ask that You show them clearly who they are in You. Oh, my King, the glory will be Yours. Raise them up so they burn together, Jesus. They burn together. Because that's how what you are doing right now, what You are calling them for. It's a body that is raising up. Thank You so much. Thank You so much, my King. Thank You so much for Your Spirit that is released, that Your grace is abundant. Thank You, Jesus, for placing intercessors in the right place, for placing protection all over them, for accelerating their time of growth in You. Only by your spirit, only by your love, only by the humility of heart can all of this can be done. We just yield to your heartbeat, my King. We yield to have a humble heart. We yield to have a heart of passion and love and zeal. We yield to you. We yield to you for this next season, Jesus. Thank you so much for setting them on fire, that their eyes are burning with fire, with purity in your spirit. Thank you that you are bringing the supernatural into their lives right now, Jesus. Thank you for bringing your power and authority, that they can see how mighty you are and how big you are. That the book of Acts and the Old Testament, it is here at hand right now for this generation. But thank you for building our solid foundation, that we will not yield, we will not break down, we will not slow down, we will keep on moving forward, because you are mighty. You are mighty, my King, you are mighty. And you are the victorious one. Jesus. Jesus. Thank you so much for breaking off religion. Thank you so much for giving them something so new and so fresh to run with. Break off every little fear and big fear in their hearts, Jesus. Papa, I just ask right now, Papa, I ask right now that you bring the confidence into their hearts. Bring confidence that they have a family that believes in them. They have a family that supports them. They have a family that will yield down their lives so they can truly be the glory of the Father walking here on this earth. Bring the confidence of who you are in your presence. Let them taste and see. Let them taste and see the ones that haven't tasted yet. so much for leading us through every season, circumstance, and situation. Thank you so much that you are faithful. You are faithful. You are faithful. Jesus, we want to be like you. We want to be faithful back to you in return. Teach us that. By King, every single season you are there. You help us get through it. You restore us if we fall. You strengthen us when we get back up. You give us wisdom when we need it. You show us in the moment how to do it right. Jesus, you don't judge us. You support us. Your love. The more I follow you, the more I fall in love with you for who you are. Thank you so much for giving us strength when pressures come. That we don't have to be afraid. We can just yield to you, Jesus. We can just yield to you. If we get attacked, we can just look at you, trust you, and yield our hearts to you. Thank you for your faithfulness. We started our journey with you as your kids, and you will lead us all the way to the end. Thank you so much, Jesus. You have shown and you have proven that you are a God we can rely on. You are a God that we desire. You are a God that we can not only build our lives on, but we can share. We can share of your name to everybody around us. Jesus. Jesus. Thank you so much for leading us into oneness with each other and with you. Thank you so much that you give us promises that we can run with. That your words, they never fail. If you promise something, all we have to do is just hold on to it. All we have to do is just trust you. It doesn't matter if it's 10 or 40 or 60 years or 80. It's gonna happen because you said it. Whoa, Jesus, thank you so much. Thank you so much that you are the substance of our life. You are the substance that gives us food, that nourishes us, that sustains us. That releases hope and faith. My King, thank you for such a time as this. Thank you so much that your strategies are so different right now than how you did it before in the generations. Have to do is just one step at a time and trust you. I just ask, Papa, that you protect families in this household. You protect families, the covenant of marriage you protect. Let the enemy have no foothold in the marriages in this house. I just ask that you protect relationship between parents and children. That the enemy has no foothold in the relationship and friendship between moms and pops and their kids. Papa, I just ask the families that the siblings that are struggling with friendship and relationship with each other. I just ask that you restore that right now, my King. Restore the friendships between siblings. Let there be humility in their hearts and love for each other, because they are so much stronger when they're together. Holy Spirit, check our hearts. If it needs a cleansing, we yield to you, because we want to hear you clearer. We want to hear you deeper. And we want to see you in this generation move and breathe like never before. Thank you so much, Papa, for raising up households and centers to equip this generation, to equip them. Equip them so they can walk in your glory. Becomes contagious. Until this fire starts traveling through the streets from one person to another. Thank you so much, Jesus. All we have to do is just stay on the altar. So simple. It's so hard. I give you glory, Papa, for all the past victories, and I am so excited for the new things that are ahead of us. We can see your glory tasted and return it back to you. Together. Don't ever forget that. That's exactly how Jesus meant it. You are stronger together. You are stronger together. Thank you, Jesus, for this family. This family, my King. Thank you. what you are doing in a moment. Thank you so much for your fresh substance right now, and oil that is just in this place. My King, I am so excited for the glory that is coming our way. I am so excited for this next cloud of glory that is coming our way. Thank you for preparing this ground, my King. Thank you for preparing your children to take their positions. Thank you for releasing your angels, my King. Thank you. It's all about the experience. It's all about just being in you and with you.